A social media map of Russia figures in our GeoQuiz today. Tens of thousands of Russians are expected to turn out this weekend for street protests against election fraud. Tomorrow's rally in Moscow may be the largest. It's planned in two city squares, one's just across the river from the Kremlin. But Moscow isn't the only place where demonstrations will be happening. We're looking for a remote Siberian city where local activists say they'll be out in the streets. It's a city near Russia's borders with Kazakhstan, Mongolia, and China. The city lies along the Ob River, a major river that runs through western Siberia. We're going to get the answer from someone who's plugged into Russian social media. That's where that online map comes in, and you won't have to wait very long to hear about that. Alexei Sidorenko has been looking at the map of Russia's social media sites to try and anticipate the size of Saturday's election protests across Russia. Alexei, how widespread is the use of social media on this day, Friday, the eve of these demonstrations across Russia?
It's unusually widespread. I've never seen this scale of countrywide organized events in VKontakte or Facebook. VKontakte is a very popular social network in Russia.
So give us a geographic overview. How many cities are we talking about across Russia where protests are going to happen?
Okay. We're talking right now about 100 cities in general in Russia. So it's a really very massive event we're speaking of. You would usually expect, you know, big cities with high internet penetration, with the developed urban culture to protest. But for example, there is a city of Barnaul. It's the center of a really rural region on the border with Kazakhstan, and there is also Mongolia and China nearby. So right now there are about 3,000 participants that state they would go on a protest, and 5,000 that would say they might go. So it's quite unusual to have such a protest activity. As speaking of remote, for example, there is a city of Murmansk, which is one of the most northern cities in Russia. It's like next to Norway. And yeah, tomorrow there will be an event. Let me see how big it will be. I'm checking it right now. Yeah, so about 459 persons had subscribed that they would go.
Alexei, I'm wondering if you've spoken with any of the Russian activists who are using social media right now to spread the word about protests across Russia.
I wouldn't say that I spoke to them, but I definitely tweeted and retweeted like hundreds of messages right now, and I'm reading constantly right now. I'm looking at my tweet deck. I can see that a lot of people don't want revolution. They just simply want to rerun the elections, and they want to make it in a peaceful way. People just are so tired of fraud, and they are so tired of a monopoly of political power, and that's just two things they want to change. I mean, they say, we want two things. We want to go peacefully with balloons, with flowers, with white ribbons, and we want to demand to rerun the elections. And there is another stream. I would call it a radical stream. They speak in the language of the Arab Spring. They want removal of the regime. They want a revolution. So there is, in the blogosphere, there is a huge fight.
And Alexei, you were talking about the demonstrations in Moscow. Where will they be demonstrating in Moscow?
The forbidden one is on Площадь Революции. It's a revolution square.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is Bolotnaya Square. Bolotnaya means swamp square. I tend to believe bloggers, citizen bloggers, more than those radical oppositioners, that there will be more people at Bolotnaya Square.
What will you be doing tomorrow? Watching the mood on Twitter or watching the real mood by getting in the streets?
I have a planned trip to Prague. So what I'm going to do is, because there is also a manifestation in Prague, in Czech Republic, I'm going to attend this manifestation. So I believe that it's really cool.
Alexei Sidorenko, social media analyst for Global Voices, speaking to us about the protest coming up tomorrow and the social media around it in Russia. Thanks a lot, Alexei.
You're welcome.
Now, if you were listening closely, you should have caught the answer to our GeoQuiz. It's the Russian city of Barnaul. Several players of our GeoTexting game came up with the Siberian city. Good job. It was a toughie today. But kudos go out to Daniel from Santa Rosa, California, Cynthia in Aloha, Oregon, and Toon in Traverse City, Michigan. To get in the game, just text GeoQuiz, one word, to 69866.